Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I'm on a journey to get better in all areas of life, from wellness and mental health to career and relationships and so much more. I know getting better isn't easy, but it's a whole lot easier when you can do it together. Welcome to Better Together with me, Maria Menounos.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Better Together. When you know better, you get better. That is what we do here every single day. Our quote for today, if you look at what you have in life, you'll always have more. If you look at what you don't have in life, you'll never have enough. That's from the great Oprah Winfrey, the queen. All hail the queen. Great quote. Hill Squad, what's up? Glad to be back with you here from Connecticut. I am from the East Coast studios. The queens are in the West Coast studios with little queen Vincenza on Kelsey's lap. I didn't even have to really ask how she was doing because I just saw this huge smile on her face pretty instantly. And she's very happy with her sister. You guys' relationship is insane.
She's my best friend. She's my bestie.
My little Chinza.
She's hard to get situated in my lap here, but no, she's my girl.
So cute. Well, friends, I hope you guys enjoyed Dr. Joe Dispenza week last week. And if you're new to the show and you came to us because you saw some of our clips and got hooked on the Dr. Joe stuff, this is what we do here every single day. We're on a journey to get better. Our Heal Squad, we're all doing it together, me included. And I'm always searching right alongside these queens here to find the best of the best out there to help us on this journey called life so that we can be healthier and happier and more alive and get the most out of this world and this life. So I'm glad to have you guys. And we're going to be doing a lot of cool stuff coming up for the summer, as well as continuing our heal events for our inner circle and our Patreon. If you haven't joined Patreon, Kelsey, let them know about Patreon.
Patreon's the best. I love it. I love our monthly heal events are super intimate. You know, you get access to these healers. We bring on experts, healers, all these people that honestly, so many of them like don't even take clients anymore. And we do these hour long heal events where you guys are all on the Zoom with them. You're on the Zoom with Maria and we just workshop and it's so much fun and you get asked questions. They're the best. So I love, 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 love Patreon. That's for our $10 and up tiers, which is nothing. And yeah, we have a good time. We're like I feel like a little family, an intimate super heal squad, we say over there. So
yeah. And you get other bonuses as well. If you go to the link in the bio at Better Together with Maria, you can join Patreon really easily. And we're going to start doing some live events as well. I'm really going to try to put something together for late summer, early fall, probably on the East Coast. And that'll be kind of our first thing. I'm still kind of dreaming it up and I want to have a dream storm with Kelsey and Pooja because we've been so focused on Dr. Joe week, or we were so focused on Dr. Joe week that, is the next thing that we're going to be focusing on. So any suggestions you guys have, shoot us an email or leave us a comment on one of our posts and we'll catch all of them. In the meantime, before we get started, because I know that we're going to be answering a lot of your questions today on this show, Macy's, as you know, Macy's is a big supporter of this show. We're so grateful to have them. And we have a curated page where I choose and select the best things that I'm obsessed with, that I want to buy, that I'm storing in there for every moment that I can sneak by a few credit card charges. And really that's to sneak them by me because Kevin doesn't get mad. It's me. That's like the gatekeeper to myself. But yeah, Macy's.com/bettertogether. I curate the page with different things, whether it's holiday items. I know we've got the 4th of July coming up. We'll pick some stuff for that. Summer, of course, we have a lot of summer items on there. And then also we had a lot of stuff on there for Pride. So if you want to support LGBTQ brands, we have some choices on there. Some cute Levi's, by the way. I really liked them. And I've bought a bunch of stuff. You know, I got my eyebrow wax from Anastasia.
Oh, it's the best.
Have you used the pot?
Yeah, that's what I use.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So can I ask, because it didn't come with an applicator.
You have to buy it. You separately have to buy the brush, which is kind of irritating.
Okay.
But once you get
I have one. And you can get the disposables, yes. Right? Is it easier to use disposables? Although that's not good for the environment.
Yeah. And I actually like the one I have because I feel like it's a little bit better quality and I can clean it. So I'll just like clean it after every morning when I use it.
Okay.
But you can use the disposable ones until you get one. But I love like that gel pot is the best because it's not too much. It's amazing. And I got it from
our
page
too. Do you like it better than the wands?
I do because I feel like sometimes the wands like collect, you can't clean them really. That's like, for me, I always feel like I'll do my foundation or like my face stuff first. So then that gets in my brows usually, like even with me cleaning them. So then I wipe the wand through and then now the wand is collected other crap that's on there. So I feel like I like the pot because it's, I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it holds them really well.
Really well. But not too much. Not where it's like aggressive. It's like the perfect hold. I'm a big fan.
I'm so excited. I just got it in the mail. And I got some I bought Free People brown denim shorts.
Oh, cute.
They weren't my size, so I have to return them and get a bigger size.
I saw those on our page though. They look so cute.
Do you ever have the mind F of like when you buy something in your size, it doesn't fit and you don't want to go up the size bigger because you're like, no, I just won't.
All the time. But then I also think I'm like, who cares? It's like I have that fight with myself where I'm like, it's really not a big deal. I'd rather it fit me. But then also it's like, wait, what? Yeah. And then I'm like, do men have this problem? I don't know.
No. Although Kevin keeps calling himself a Feta boy. I don't know if he's talked about it on RGF, but he's a Feta boy.
Kevin is the smallest person ever. Why is he saying that?
Wait, you've not heard him talk about how he's a Feta boy?
No.
That's so strange because he's noticed in the last like month or so that he gained so much weight after COVID, after he got COVID.
Oh.
And so every day he's like, he had to buy new jeans because he's a Feta boy.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, we got to tell him he's got to be buying them off our Macy's page. He probably isn't.
Come on, Kev.
Because he's Levi's man.
There we go. And we got all the Levi's on there. Levi's is crushing it. I was going through, I was like, damn, they have so much good stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, they really always
cute.
Do.
That jean jacket on there is really, really cute.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, friends, join us, Macy's.com/bettertogether. And if you do, you help support the show, of course. And even if you buy something else that's not on our page, if you use our landing page, it really helps us. So thank you for that in advance. Lots of stuff went on in this last like week. I did go to Britney's wedding. I know that you queens have been wanting to hear about that. I can't really say too much because...
And Britney is Britney Spears, just for people.
Yeah.
Britney's not just a random person.
But, you know, it was really beautiful. She has... she had it, you know, at her house. Everybody knows that because paparazzi was outside. And it was so pretty. Like the courtyard was, you know, had a balcony that was covered in roses, and the circular like fountain was covered in roses, and there was a horse-drawn carriage with roses. And then of course they had the, you know, they put up like one of those kind of tents and had the church altar, whatever you call it. Yeah. The altar. And then they had us do cocktail hour while they changed it over for the party after. But I did take some roses with me, and everybody's like, "Oh, what a good idea." I was like, hi, this is like a moment. We need a memento. So I got roses off her carriage that fell off as she drove away.
Wow. I honestly didn't really, cause I didn't really read much. I didn't realize it was her house. That was stunning. The balcony was insane.
Yeah. Wow. It was really, really beautiful. And she looked amazing. That dress was so gorgeous.
They said it took like, I can't even remember, but like an ungodly amount of hours to make. It was Versace, right?
Yeah. Wow. I hung out with Donatella Versace. She was super nice.
What a crew that was there.
It was so cool because she asked me to take a picture with her, and I was like, I think I'm going to die. Like,
you can die.
There are just
happy.
Certain people that you will kind of get a little starstruck by. And Madonna's one. I was hanging out on the couch next to her, and I'm like, this is crazy tunes.
Hey, Hill Squad and Better Together fam. It's been a tough year, but we hear from so many of you just how much our content is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. Our team works so hard to deliver this life-changing content, and a lot of you guys ask, how can I have a bigger role in our Hill Squad community, or how can I do my part to help Better Together continue to uplift even more people? First of all, thank you for that sentiment, and we're so grateful for this community. If you could help us by giving us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts, that's amazing. Second, you could join the Better Together with Maria Menounos Instagram page. Third, you could share the show with a friend in need. And finally, for as little as $10 a month, please join our Patreon to get monthly live heal events with world-class healers, ad-free episodes of our show, and even weekly bonus episodes exclusive to Patreon. Getting better isn't easy, but it is a whole lot better when we can do it together. We love and appreciate and are so grateful for all of you.
That's great. And then Donatella, she said so many nice things to me. And I was just like, is this really happening right now? She's like, can we get a picture? And I'm like, yeah, we can.
We absolutely can. Wow. Anyone else that you were like, holy cow, that was there?
I mean, Madonna dropped her bracelet, and while she was like totally dancing with Britney, and I saw it. It was like one of those chunky anklet bracelets that are really popular right now that I just happened to order on Amazon for like $20 for myself. I was like, oh, that's so cool. I'll get the $20 version.
I don't know what you're talking. Are they just like super chunky?
Yeah. Super chunky anklets.
Okay.
And so anyway, I grabbed it because they were having like their moment, and I gave it to her team. And they're like, oh my God, thank you so much. And so, it was wild. It was such a beautiful, it was just so nice to see her happy. She was like so happy dancing with her friends. It was almost like, you know, just, it was really, really special to see her happy like that. So It was cool.
That's so cool. How crazy too that I like that poor girl, her ex is coming in at the beginning and like already they're getting restraining. I'm just like, can you let Britney live? Like, come on. That was
Dimitri
nuts.
And I were getting ready and I saw it pop up on the newsfeed and I go, oh my Lord, if this thing's going to get canceled, who knows what's going to happen now?
Who knows? I know.
But I don't know what was reported, so I can't say anything, but it was intense.
Yeah, that's what I mean, the little bit I read on TMZ, that's kind of what it said. Like that was, he had a box cutter and I was like, come on.
Oh, okay. The box cutter was out. Okay. Yeah.
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 So scary.
It was really intense. So.
Well, what a great way to end your birthday week. What a height.
Excuse me. As I suck on my LMNT, by the way, these LMNTs, I'm so obsessed with them now.
Yeah.
Because I'm really having to focus on my hydration and they're so delicious.
And very clean. Anyway. And they're electrolytes, you guys. If you hadn't, they sponsored the show for a little bit. It's LMNT electrolytes and they're, I use them too. They're the best.
Well, they're great because there's no sugar and very, I mean, maybe one carb. They're really good. But yeah, it was an interesting birthday week. And we had a little dinner to celebrate that night. And it was perfect. It was just like really nice. I got dressed up, which is not like me.
You look so
I only
pretty,
get dressed
though.
Up when I have to. If it's like my personal thing, I'm in flats and jeans and my uniform, white t-shirt, jeans, very like whatever. And I'll dress it up with a shoe or like an earring or something. But I wore this dress my friend, sent me. It was like a green satin. I never wear satin because I never think it looks good. And so it was fun.
So fun. Any good lessons you feel like? I always feel like my birthday week, I'm like, wow, I went through an emotional roller coaster of like good and bad. You know, I feel like every birthday, it's like a nice cleansing time or I don't know, like lesson time. Did you learn anything that you were like,
I don't know if I learned anything specifically with that. You know, for me, it's like, it's nice to be around people who love you, who want to celebrate you. And so, so for me, it was important and I was having kind of a rough day. It was important for me to let them know how much they meant to me and that they were there celebrating me. And, you know, it was, so I wrote them out little, I gave them cards.
That's what Kevin told us on our GF. We were like, that's so sweet.
Yeah. So, well, you know, we don't often take the opportunity to tell people what they mean to us. And so they were definitely surprised. And so I shared my thoughts with all of them. So it was nice. It was nice. I waited till dessert and then I was like, I have these for you.
Oh, so sweet.
But it was really nice. And the food was delicious. We went to this restaurant called Catch Steak that friends of mine just opened. And it was freaking delicious. Oh my Lord. One thing after another was so good. And then Rachel found me sugar-free cake.
Oh, thank you, Rachel.
And it was delicious.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was really good. So
there's options out there, everyone. You can always find, you guys found me the best, like I was in the midst of all my super SIBO stuff and you guys found me like dairy free, gluten free, freaking honey, like whatever.
Yeah.
And they
it
were
just
amazing.
Takes thought.
It does.
It takes thought and it takes people caring to actually plan it and like get it done.
Yeah.
And she did. And so I was grateful.
So nice.
So, all right, let's get down to the questions. What are the questions?
Okay. Please? So some questions. Let's just get right into it.
Actually, I will say there's something that I've been thinking of the last 2 days that I wanted to mention.
Ooh,
because I don't know why, but I feel like, well, psychically, I know that after speaking with a friend that I'm apparently going to be dealing with a lot of relationship stuff in this chapter of my life, which is, I don't think going to be fun. And reevaluating, I guess, and all of that. And so I was like, oh yeah, you're right. Cause I'm feeling stuff, stuff's happening and it's really, really upsetting me and making me unhappy. You know, things that have always worked are just not working. And you're like, wait, why? And so one of the things that I think, oh, and then it was about, you know, I was told that boundaries are really important. And so, which I know because I've been ahead of the curve. I think your body knows what you need and hopefully you lean into it. And I've been leaning into it. So, so for me, it's really about kind of shutting things down instantly. And we even did it this morning, you know, I'm shutting stuff down instantly. I'm telling people instantly, do not treat me like this. Do not talk to me like this. Do not do this to me. And sometimes you can't catch it in the moment, but if you catch it after, it's okay. Send them a text. And I've been doing that. Send them a text and say, hey, I feel like you just treated me X, Y, and Z. And I think I deserve a little bit better than that. And my track record has shown how much I care for you and how much I would not do that to you. And just shut it down. And A, it lets you get it off your chest rather than like, you know, letting it kind of stir and whatever in, inside of you and stew. And B, it sets that boundary with people to say, no, I'm not taking this anymore. I have enough to take in life with whatever I'm going through. And we all have our things that we're going through, but in a very fair way, you have to just shut it down. And I say that because I've had so many instances the last like week where I'm having to see this in real life. And I think it's good because what happens is if you don't, people think they can keep doing it. And then they get the repercussion back of you being angry and upset. And it doesn't feel good for anybody. So in a sense, it works because then people like know, oh, I can't do that anymore. And then they adjust their behavior, which adjusts what you deal with and what you feel with, like. And then everything gets good. Or in extreme situations, you might have to separate from people if they don't want to conform appreciate your boundaries. But as we keep talking about boundaries, and if you haven't listened to the episodes, we've had some really, really great episodes on boundaries. That is something that I know that in this next chapter, as we're hopefully going to be bringing kids into this world and between the health stuff we have going on and life stuff we have going on, I don't have room for it in my life anymore. And if you want to bring it into my life and you don't want to respect it, then it's not going to last. It's not going to work.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
And it shouldn't work in anybody's life. Like, it's just not, it doesn't matter what you have on your plate. So I will say that because that is something that I keep wanting to remember to say, and I didn't have time to even voice note you this week, because it's been a really hectic week of travel back and forth and all of that. But I think that is one thing that I will share with you guys so that, maybe it helps you implement it into your life.
I love that. And that's kind of funny because our first question was, what would you say is the best way to eliminate toxicity out of your life? So that's...
Oh, well, there you go.
There you go. There you go. I think I agree with you, Maria. I think it's, you know, a lot of us, and I still do this. I hold on to a lot of stuff that I'm scared to say, just because I think we're taught that. Where, especially as women, it's like, be quiet, take it. Like, and then I know it like sits and brews and stews, and it's like, that's not good. So mm-hmm. I've been trying to do the same, whether it's like with friends or whatever. I'm like, no, like, maybe that would have like flown with me, I don't know, a couple years ago, a couple months ago, but I'm like, nah, it's not going to fly actually. Like you bailing on me last minute or whatever it is. So I love that.
No, I think that's important. I have one friend, and I've told you, and you know this. Mm-hmm. I have one friend who always asks me for plans. We would make plans and she would bail on me. And literally sometimes she said she had to do her hair. Like it wasn't
ridiculous.
Even like, and then they wonder why. And it's like, no, I actually have a little respect for my life and my time. I love you. You're a great person. You just, mm-hmm. you have a problem that doesn't work for me. I'm not going to do it anymore.
Truly though.
So
you guys say bye. Okay. So let's go. Question number two, okay. Any advice for staying calm when triggered? Ooh, that's a good question.
Well, I know Mel Robbins has the 5-second rule, I think, where you count to five. Ooh, right? Like that. Wasn't that her rule?
I forgot about that. Something like that. Yeah. Sitting on it and actually like letting it digest before you react.
Yeah. I know that my friend Joe yesterday, who's doing all the Dr. Joe work, and he's transforming and changing, which, you know, I always say if he can, anybody can. But he's like, anytime I get upset, I count backwards from 10, and it's really helping him. So I feel like you can do that. And I think if you just, it's really hard, but if you can go to empathy first and understand where they're coming from and why they're being like that, you know, and just know that you have your moments, you do that too. Because we all are the same. We just show different versions of ourselves in different moments. We all have the same range of human emotions. So we're going to be angry, pissy, bitchy, asshole-y, whatever, in different circumstances and at different times. We're not perfect. So there was something, oh, okay. Just one of the things I was just kind of talking about. A friend of mine called me upset about something. It was an innocent mistake. And this friend just kept beating me up about it. And I was like,
You made the mistake and they were beating you up?
Yeah, I made it. It was an innocent little mistake and it was fixed instantly. And this person's beating me up nonstop about it. Just, you know, and this and this and this and this and this. But I could feel the intensity and the anxiety. And I hung up the phone. I'm like, wow, I was just treated so, so unkindly by somebody that I've been so good to and would never do that to. And so I drafted a text back, which sometimes I think helps. If you put it in writing, you're almost like letting it out and you don't have to really send it. But I was like, nope, shutting this down. I am shutting this shit down because if you do it once, you're going to do it again. And I let some time go by because I was busy and I realized, I definitely know that feeling. I know that feeling of being so scared that something bad was going to happen to me because of this person's actions. And I understand their fear and their stress because I've been there and I've acted the same way. Now, would I do it to someone like me who's done everything for this person? No, I would have a little bit more respect and I would do it in a different way. If Sly Stallone did something like that to me, I would not call and keep beating him up if he said he rectified the situation instantly. And so then I would be like, oh my God, you know, I'm so sorry I have to even say this, but like this one thing is like, it's really not good for me. Is there any possible way you can make this adjustment? And if they said yes, then it would end. I'd be like, thank you so much. Thank you so much. This person kept beating me up and it was not nice. And I was really, really hurt by it actually. And so I drafted the text, I waited. And then I said, well, this is the only time that this has ever happened. So I'm going to let this one go. I'm going to give the grace on this one because I understand the feelings and where it came from. I went to empathy, but I know if it ever happens again, I'm going to catch that freaking ball in the air so fast and shut it down. And so that was my decision. I was like, okay, I know what I'm going to do. Another friend who has been another topic of hurt. I did express myself. And so I was honest and, you know, I'm figuring it out, but it's really hard. It's really hard because you always expect people to be like you. And when they aren't, you're so upset and you're hurt, but that's our problem for expecting that, unfortunately. So,
well, it's Devon Franklin. What did he told us? His episode is still one of my favorites of all times. If we put our expectations on other people, it's always going to end in like hurt for us. And I was like,
yeah,
wow, it's so true though. It's so true. It's not fair to them for you to expect, you know, X, Y, and Z, unless you express it, like you said, unless you're like, hey, this is what I expect. This is what I, you know, hope for. If they can come through, amazing. If they can't, then you decide then, okay, mm-hmm. is this what I want or no? But yeah, it's the expectation thing that's really, really hard. But I'm going to start doing the counting because I forgot about the counting that when triggered.
Yeah, that was something. I think the counting, and if you can just draft something in your notes.
Yeah.
Leave it. Go meditate. Like if you're doing Dr. Joe's work, there's a 15-minute meditation called Change. Mm. So you go in, you do that, and then think of how you feel after. But if you can also think about, put yourself in their shoes and think of why they would be behaving like this. It doesn't excuse the behavior, but then you might be able to make a decision like I did where it's like, okay, throughout the history of this friendship, this has never happened. This person was highly triggered by this moment and scared. And I'm going to let this one go, but I'm going to be on guard. It's never happening again. I'm never going to be spoken to like that again. Mm-hmm. And that's that. And so I think that, you know, you deserve a certain level of respect in your friendships, in your work relationships. And there's an order that has to be, it just has to be. So, there isn't chaos. Mm-hmm. And we don't have to take that stuff. It doesn't have to be like, we're going to be nasty back. It's a kind explanation of your feeling and how this, you know, is affecting you, with clear boundaries.
Boom. I love Boom. It. Okay. Hey. Ooh, this one's good. How do we quiet our inner critic that always seems to be popping up, typically out of fear, right?
Mm. Yeah. Well, I think it's doing the Dr. Joe work so that you can release the fear, because most of what we're afraid of is never even going to happen. We're concocting all these things in our brains. Kevin and I have always said it's too many conversations with ourselves is really what's happening. And we just continue to, what's the word? Catastrophize. And, you know, we've talked about this before. I was really, really good at catastrophizing. Catastrophizing is really, really bad. And so as I've done the work, like I said, soon after I came back from the Dr. Joe meditation event, I looked around, I'm like, Kevin's never worrying about the things I worry about. And everything's the same. We're both living the same life, basically. Right? We're still living in the same house and about, you know, eating in the same restaurants and doing whatever it is. Everything's the same. So why am I making myself sick worrying about these things? I have to release them.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days. And I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor. And it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios. And then I got addicted. And now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them. I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Tí eixis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it.
And it actually is as easy as saying, no mas, I'm not doing it anymore because my health means more. So you need to find the what means more. What do you want more than this feeling? An exchange. It's like, we're going to go to Macy's and make this exchange. I don't want these shorts. I want those shorts. But it's like, you have to get into that mindset of, I want to change my life. And changing your life requires you changing your behaviors and your thoughts, as Dr. Joe teaches. So those thoughts of fear, those thoughts of catastrophizing, those worries, those stressors, most of them are just made up. And they're an addiction, they're a habit, like he says, and they're an addiction that now we're addicted to that life we never wanted, that we don't want. And we're used to those feelings. So I'm looking now, it's funny, after doing this work, I see how friends are addicted to a certain chaos because they don't know how else to be. They don't know how to be in just peace. So then they need that stimulation because that's what they're used to. So I think quieting that inner critic really comes with giving yourself that, that time to quiet your mind. Quieting your mind is going to quiet that critic because you're going to see that it's not even real.
Well, and I'm sure that comes with, you know, that heightened awareness, right? Like you always talk about being able to catch the thoughts. Mm-hmm. But it's like, you're only going to be able to catch those like negative, bad thoughts if you're super aware of them. Right. And so that comes with quiet, with slowing down, with giving yourself time. Like I know when I'm busy or keeping myself busy or always on the move, whatever, like that's when I'm locking my keys in my car or, you know, it's like, you're not present. So like, how are you even going to like realize what you're saying to yourself if you're like not even giving yourself the chance to be present and like think for 5 seconds. So I think, you know, the awareness, the presence, the quiet, like it all kind of goes together. Right. And then you're able to like catch inner critics like, oh, you suck. And it's like, no, let's return that for something better. But
yeah. Yeah. You have to have that quiet, because otherwise when you're so stimulated and you're always looking at your phone and always looking at, you know, what's going on outside, you can't feel what's going on inside. And yeah, there are going to be moments, trust me, I've been going through some recently where it's hard to catch the thoughts and really shift them. So you have to give yourself that grace period of when shit hits the fan and something bad happens, that's going to maybe take a minute to get yourself kind of back on track. Giving yourself a practice that will help you clear your mind is, to me, the best way to do it, because going into those meditations and just being, or depending on the meditation, creating the life that you do want and goodbying the one you don't, is really intentional work to help you through those times. And, you know, like I said, I've been going through some stuff and some of these meditations have been so challenging and they were so good for so long. And I was like, my God, why can't I go back? And I'm like, okay, you just got to surrender. You got to know that this is just another time and it's another kind of test to get through, and you'll get there. So like this morning I had a really beautiful meditation where bad thoughts weren't coming in. And I was like, okay, I'm going to settle back into where I want to be. And where I want to be maybe isn't even where I was, because every day is a new day. I don't even want to go backwards to where I was, where it was all perfect. Maybe that's not where I'm supposed to be. Maybe I'm supposed to be in some other happy medium. I don't know. I'm finding my way, but I'm giving myself that grace to know that for me, the answers lie in those meditations, in that peace, and in that creation of what I want. And that's the best that I can do.
Love that. Okay. This kind of, that's, I feel, funny. Like this might be a hard question because I feel like you've had a lot of really great life lessons, but what is the hardest life lesson that you've had to learn? And then what has changed you from that for the better?
The hardest. The hardest life lesson.
I know. I'm like, that's a hefty question. might be the first one that pops to your mind.
I mean, it's hard because I don't know if I've learned them.
Do tell.
I'm learning them, right? Like, I know what I have to work on, perfectionism, right? Which is funny because God keeps throwing things into my life that require perfectionism to a degree, but that's another story for another day. I don't think I've really learned them yet. I think that I'm in process, because if I learn them, then where do I go from there? I just think this is all like a journey that we're on. And that's why we're doing this every day, right? With this show, we're all on this journey to get better. I don't think I've mastered anything yet. I think that, you know, right when I think I have, boom, I get slapped in the face with something else. And then it's like, okay, let's see what you do now, Missy. You think you had it all right. You think you had it all perfect. And so perfectionism is like a big one I'm working on. And so, yeah, I mean,
I was going to say, I feel like though with your tumor, no, like you really had to learn, like, I got to live for me and slow down. I feel like that was a massive.
Yes. That was definitely a lesson. I mean, well, you know what? I think maybe the biggest lesson could be just how important your health is, because look, I've just changed my whole life around to focus on this and to help people focus on it with me. So yeah, I mean, the biggest lesson that I can point to is how important our health is. And it has changed me, because it is my number one focus. And trust me, it's my number one focus, and it's still hard. And it's still not easy, because I'm not a doctor. I'm a fake doctor sometimes for people, but I think that if I can continue to scream from the rooftops that people need to get with some kind of functional medicine doctor, naturopath, to work in conjunction with their Western doctor. Western doctors are amazing for what they do, but the holes in those systems need to be plugged by other people. Mm-hmm. And so I think Evie was really great when she said, like, both sides have holes, but we need each other, right? That's what holistic care, whole care, is about. And so do not think that your Western doctor is going to help you fix everything. You need someone on the other side to help. They're really good with diagnostics and saving your life and surgeries and those kinds of things. But we really have to beware of the accumulation factor and effect, and really focus on our health as much or more than our careers, because we can't have all those things without our health. So that is the hardest lesson. And thank you for helping me find my way to that. I'm like, oh, the other shit I'm still working on. But by the way, I'm still working on this too. But the lesson is that we have to focus on it, and we can't just shove it aside for anything or anyone. And listen, I mean, I shoved it aside for my mom to a high degree. Was I, you know, as careful as I could have been? No, because there was very little allowed in the tank or left in the tank for me to do that. But we're all on our journeys, and maybe me sharing that with somebody is going to make them pay attention more as they're caretaking for their mom. Mm-hmm. And realizing that at the very least, if you just get a naturopath on your schedule. Mm-hmm. Just get someone who's going to help keep you accountable, because I did not have that. And I wish I did. Then, you know, I think you'll navigate a little bit better.
And I think too, I actually really like that you said that it's still hard, because I think that's why we try and avoid it for so long. We know it's hard. Like, mm-hmm. when I focused on my health, I was like, damn, this is really hard, and stuff keeps popping up, and I'm like, you know, it's like you almost don't want to deal with it. You want to ignore it, because it's like, this is going to be hard. But like, the less you ignore it, the more you just deal on a daily basis, it's like, okay, it becomes a thing where it's like random stuff won't pop up. Like, I feel like for both of us, Maria, and you more with your tumor, but like, stuff has hit me hard because I ignored it for so long. So my body was like, hi, okay, cool. Appendicitis. I'm going to take you out for a minute because you're not listening at all. You know, you tumor. Hi, I'm really going to smack you until you listen. So it's like, if you can, like Maria said, like put a naturopath on your calendar, the little things that like,
yeah,
just keep like work a little bit at it. And then it will be, I don't know, like that less big thing that smacks you.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps this bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Minus the sweet chili.
Yeah. Sometimes it feels like whack-a-mole. And you're just like, yeah. God. And I feel like this too. I'm like, God, I work so hard at this. I try so hard. And I don't know, maybe I'm not supposed to try so hard, maybe. But you do have to, unfortunately, with your health. That's the one thing you can't surrender. You have to deal with your health. But I think, it's interesting, you know, there was something you were just saying about,
if you ignore it, things will pop up.
Oh, I can't tell you how many women everywhere I go, I was dropping off my dress from Brittany's wedding to this PR house. And the girl there, there were two girls, and I could tell one was very focused on her journey and her wellness and health. And the other one, I go, you haven't had a physical in a long time, have you? And she goes, yeah. And I go, you don't see the gyno either, do you? And she goes, no. And I go, okay, here's your assignment today. And when I walk out this door, you are scheduling your appointments. And I've done that for a couple of people lately. And I used to do that for my crew, like Steph, when she was producing the show, I was like, Stephanie, you are going to the doctor and you are scheduling these appointments. But no one teaches us to do this. So then it's not in our kind of daily vernacular, like, oh, I have to do my annual. Like you do that when you're old and then it's too late sometimes, or, you know, you've missed stuff. And so, yeah, learn from me and everybody else that unfortunately has to wait too long. Start those appointments, get baselines on your blood work, keep a check, and then keep that journal, your pain journal. So you investigate those pains because they're making noises. Your body's making noises for a reason. It's telling you something's not going right. And then reach out to those doctors. And the other thing that a naturopath is going to do for you that I'm realizing now is your primary will send you to so many specialists, but then no one's talking to each other to communicate. So then this person's putting you on pills and that person's putting you on pills and that person. And then no one's connecting the dots to say, oh, well, she's having this and this and this. Maybe it's connected to this. Maybe this is all one thing. You need that one brain. And unfortunately, it's not your primary care, I don't think. I think it is a naturopath who is going to have the time to really investigate with you and put the puzzle pieces together. Again, I love all of my doctors, but I know everybody's kind of strengths and I know what their training is and what they do and what they don't do. I think that's,
I love that. I think kind of final question, how would someone, and I know I can help with this too, but I want to hear how you found your naturopath. Like for someone who wants to go, how do they find a good one? How do they find the one that's right for them?
So what I would say is don't be afraid to work with somebody who isn't in your state too. So for us in LA, we have so much, we have access to so many and they're crazy expensive. And I found one here in Connecticut accidentally and I love her and I'm so excited to be working with her. So I would say there are real gems everywhere. Don't be afraid to find someone a little further out or even work with somebody over Zoom. Because your primary care can do the actual exams to feel your belly and make sure nothing's swollen or whatever, but your naturopath will be working through your blood and everything else. I mean, this is what I'm kind of finding, and I'm just at the beginning of this. So, forgive me if I'm going to have some new takes on this as I go through the journey, but yeah, I think you just have to, you ask around, you know, you go to some of these health places, go to like the vitamin stores, not the, you know, mainstream vitamin stores, go to the, like the earthy, crunchy, natural places, ask who they love, get some referrals, get some, you know, testimonials from people and interview and see who you connect with, because you have to like, this is your work buddy, basically. This is who you're going to be shoulder to shoulder with through different health crises and trying to fix something. And you have to have trust in them and faith in them. So ask them if they've worked on something that you're dealing with before, whether it's a brain tumor or whatever it is. Have you had success with this? What has your success looked like? Can I talk to somebody? That's what I would do.
I love that. I think the health store is such a good tip because, you know, I think I found...
Or a yoga place. Yeah. Like, go to any of these places and meet people and ask them.
I think I got mine. I'm trying to remember, but you know, your acupuncturist, anyone's going to have like recommendations and some are going to be higher in price and some are not. And I went through a lot until I found mine, who's in San Diego, and I Zoom with her and she's the freaking best and it's changed my life. So I agree, Maria, too, with the, you know, don't be scared to kind of venture out and look around and not just in your general area, because we can do all the virtual stuff now. So,
well, I know my naturopath is working with people in LA, she said, via Zoom. So I know it's possible. But it's, if you guys are listening to one thing in this episode, I'm begging you, get somebody on board of your health right now. And I don't care what the investment is, because later you're going to regret it when something happens and you're going to say, wow, I now have all this stuff to deal with that I could have potentially avoided if I had given it a little bit of focus. And trust me, it is not fun to deal with it on the other side.
Good answers. I feel like those are some solid questions and some solid answers, Maria. Thank you.
Of course.
Thank you for all our life lessons.
Our time? Hell yeah. Is our time up?
Our time's up.
Damn, that was fast.
I know. You know, I
think... friends.
These are fun episodes. And you guys, if you want to submit any more questions, you can always DM either me or you can DM at Better Together with Maria and just say, you know, question for Maria. And I have a list that I just keep pulling from and I have so many. So I love these episodes. I think they're so fun.
Thanks, Queen. All right, Heal Squad. Thank you as always. If you haven't hit subscribe here on YouTube, please do. You'll get a notification so you don't miss a great episode. Also, if you haven't left us an Apple Podcast review, we would be so appreciative. They make us smile. We love them. We're so grateful for you guys taking the time to let us know how this show is impacting you and helping you. Follow us at Better Together with Maria. And of course, we have our website, mariamenounos.com, where we have our life hacks blog. So if you are listening to this on your hike, on the treadmill, wherever you are, and you want the aha moments of every episode, they are in our life hacks blogs. So you can check those out on the website. Also, I have all my favorites of everything in life for fashion, beauty, skin. Anything you see on the site is absolutely in my cabinets and I'm obsessed with and using every day. So if you see a lot of different skincare brands, it's because I do use all of them and I interchange them for different things I need and different feelings. So that's why you'll see like Juice Beauty and True Botanicals and Dermalogica, because like right now I'm doing some more True Botanicals and I'll switch it off for my Dermalogica. I just kind of mix and match a lot of stuff. So that's why, just so you guys know. In the meantime, be nice people, make good choices, and be present.